Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Sum of You show. My name is Elisa.
Who are you? We're back. Hi. Nice to meet you. Hi, girl. If you're this new to the show, my apologies. My name is Liz. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Reunited, and it feels so good. Reunited, cause you understood. Hi, darling. She's back. She was like Nanook of the North. She was Nanooking it. Yay! I mean, I really loved being on with Anna because we always got some things to talk about, especially lately. Girl. So those shows were very insightful, and I think we just learn from each other's perspectives a lot, especially like filling in the blanks. Really helpful. And, of course, I've been missing you because you're my ride or die. And, and it seems – I know it really – you haven't really missed a lot of shows. It feels that way. But it really – when you think about it, it really – you really weren't gone all that long. Just feels like it, which I guess is a compliment. So tell everybody, how are your trips?
The trips were great. I loved Canada.
Canada's fabulous. It's looking better every day, isn't it? Telling you.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because I haven't really posted many pictures from my first part of the Canadian trip, for Montreal and Toronto, but lovely, lovely cities. And Montreal was, I think it was so... It was so different for me and my friend. Is exactly what we were looking for. I forgot that I was in Canada.
Yep. That's the charm of that city. Yeah.
I mean, all the TV shows are in French. Everything's in French. And, you know, I don't speak French. My friend doesn't speak French either. So we were just taking it all in and then really getting around. You know, what's interesting is being in a place that's a country that's technically very similar to the United States. You know, we speak English. We drive on the same side of the road.
Right.
There's a lot of the same. I mean, that's true for any of the chain corporations. But there's, you know, you can always find a Starbucks. You can always find, just there are certain things that you will always be able to find. But when you don't have the same currency, it's a little different. And when you don't have your cell phone activity as normal, like I was able to, because I'm with T-Mobile, they have these little international plans or North America plans. So, and when I've been traveling, I knew that I could, if I had Wi-Fi, I never really used my phone to call people. But I use the Wi-Fi a lot, and I can make Wi-Fi phone calls. So that was great because I still had a business to run. But also, if we needed to get an Uber, I was the one.
Yeah, you need a smartphone, exactly.
Right. So that was interesting, and what was great was that we always looked at everything, like the pricing, and said, "Oh, but it's Canadian, it won't be as much. It won't the way it translates, it won't be as much." U.S. dollars, so it was great.
Everything's on sale.
I
love that.
Sale. We did a lot of walking. Now, keep in mind, those of you may not know, I got into a car accident just before I left.
We talked about it on the air, tell everybody.
So on that Thursday, the 31st of August, something about August, September.
Yeah, right? That's your time.
This happened like 3 years ago.
Yep.
The same thing happened.
Around the same time of year, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So anyway, got into a wreck. And I would be interested to find out why it was the exact same scenario. Someone from the opposite, coming from the opposite direction, turn left in front of me, thinking that they had time to make that turn before I crossed the intersection. Or yeah, that's pretty much what it was. But anyway, the difference is that my aunt was in my car with me. She was the passenger in the front. So while the airbags did not go off like it did last time, now I have this passenger who's, you know, a lot older. And so she, those seatbelt restraints, well, you know, good thing they were there. They hurt. like
they
airbags,
hurt.
Good thing they're there. But when they go off, they hurt.
They hurt.
She had, I felt stiff, and it didn't feel good. Like, my chest, where that was, you know, there was, like, a little bruise I noticed a couple days later. She was all kinds of messed up. Like, it hurt for her to breathe.
That.
So we're both kind of stunned. You know, after a wreck, you're kind of stunned. And, and you know, she's making these random noises, and I'm like, oh, crap, what do we need to do? Because I'm thinking someone's probably called 911, because I've had people running up to us, like, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
So someone saying, you know, we've already called 911, or not, so 911's been called. But that 911 response seemed to take a lot longer. I had a conversation with my insurance company. I'm just sitting in the car. I'm not getting out of that car. Well, I don't think
no.
I could get out of the car, honestly. So, but at some point, like, the we've been waiting so long that my emergency lights have been flashing and my battery is starting to die.
Oh no!
So I'm like, well, we need to get out of the car. if the lights aren't here to warn people, I'm not just sitting here for cute.
right. Right.
But my aunt was not feeling it. I mean, and she was just like, you know, everything hurts and I don't know exactly what.
Oh, my God.
And I said, do we need to call an ambulance? And she didn't want to say yes, but she knew we needed to call somebody. I said, who do you want me to call? So we called my cousin Anna, whom we'd just seen earlier. We had dinner with her.
Right. Yeah,
and
she said that. Right.
She came before the ambulances and all that stuff. Before the police came. I'm like, and she was driving from Edmonton County. So interesting.
And she was far away, right?
So she was farther away. I ended up calling 911 again, and the call dropped. And then they called me back. Oh, we received a dropped call. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. So you received that, but did you receive the other call from somebody else for an accident here? And there's this confusion over whether it was for the county or for the city. I'm like, I don't really care. I'm not here to figure that out for you.
Yeah, exactly.
We just need somebody here. There's an accident.
The zip code. You know. Are you kidding me? Like, come on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's like they're sort of talking out loud, like, oh, I think that's the city of Doraville. I'm like, you know, I don't really care. Just, you know, it was like days ago by this point. I mean, it just really felt like a really, really long time. And, of course,
too long. It's
when
too
you're
long.
When you're in an accident,
oh,
when you're
God,
in an accident,
yeah.
you want things to happen, you know,
quick.
You don't know quickly.
If your aunt's bleeding internally. You have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, no.
So, you know, she has a dilemma of trying to get out on her side of the car, and there's still traffic, you know, it's not a lot.
Right. Oh,
but there are a lot of cars coming, and she was afraid to come get out of the car. And I'm like, well, I cannot get out of my car. I can't get out of my side. So, and I'm not feeling the great either. Otherwise, I think
no.
I'm going to blow out the window. And it was like all these things. Like, if you were healthy, when you would be this issue, in this problem. But I'm like, I was getting mad with her. I'm like, look, this is not the time for you to be to freeze up on me. I know we just got into an accident. But we cannot stay in this car, and you're going to have to open that door, and you're going to have to look in this mirror and see if anyone's coming. If you can't physically turn yourself around to look out the window and see, use the mirror. I said, but we cannot stay here, and I cannot open the door for you.
Oh, my God.
And I definitely did not sound as calm as I just did.
Oh, I know. I know that somebody was written – You know, she read you. No, you read her. You wrote her. Or you erased her.
So it was hard.
You had to check it. You had to check her, of course.
I know she was in pain, but I'm like, we were sitting here waiting for something to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You had to get the hell out. Oh, my God.
I need to get her in a safer place. There are plenty of stories of people who have stayed in their vehicle for whatever reason, but they
it's not good.
That car could get hit too if they don't see you.
You're in the middle of the road.
Yeah. So anyway, we got her over, the subway guy, the guy who worked at the subway, he came up to us, was like, are you okay? And gave us a little bit of water. And then, she stayed in there and that was fine. But we went to the emergency room. I figured I was okay because I was already walking around. I just knew I was going to hurt. I was just going to take a little bit of time for that bruising or whatever.
And the timing, it was like 2 days and then you had to jump on a plane and go to Canada for the first trip?
Yeah, that was Thursday night. And then Friday morning, we got out of the ER.
Oh, my God.
And then the next morning I left.
Saturday. To fly out to Canada. Oh my God, that is crazy.
So in that day, we were in the emergency room until about 4:30 in the morning, and then
that's cute.
Anna was kind enough. She was a trooper. She stayed with it the whole time, dropped us off.
She's amazing. She is. Let me tell you what the line that I repeated most. When I was on the air with Anna, you're a catch. Anna,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Just so that she know, just because sometimes we can perceive ourselves as being other and being less than. I'm like, no. No, I mean that's beautiful, and of course that's her character, but she is a catch. So I was joking, the last time we were on the air, I said, "So, ladies, anyway, ba-dum-bum, shh." She's a catch. She needs to know that. But I'm not surprised because that's her character. So, so she stayed with you. So 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Friday. Yeah. Oh God.
Friday morning, and then of course, the first thing, we're gonna have to go to our chiropractor.
Of course.
Kind of get things moving because I'm like, I'm going to be gone.
You're going to be on a plane. And is that a very long flight, I would imagine?
We flew into Montreal. So we had a layover in New York at LaGuardia and then over. So it wasn't too bad. But just that layover.
Not bad. Broke it up.
Not bad. No. It wasn't like flying to California or anything like that.
No. Did you think of me when you got into LaGuardia?
I did. I did.
That nasty-ass airport anyway.
But fortunately, my friend I traveled with, Sona, she was – I had texted her. I said, look, I got into this accident.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, oh, my God, She is freaking out a little bit. She's like, I understand if you can't make it. I said, no, I don't think – me sitting around here is going to be
probably the best thing you could have
good.
Done was yeah.
Well, honestly, I think so because I think I would have just curled up and just
you shifted.
I definitely would have been in a depression. I would have just
you shifted
there.
Your vibration. Yeah, we talked a lot about that when you were gone. Yeah, that was you knew you were okay. You were discharged from the emergency room.
Right.
You had everything all. Planned out. What better medicine than to just feel like you're in? Well, not feel like you were really in this magical place, which allowed you to feel better and therefore raise your vibration.
Right.
That could only help you, body, mind, spirit.
It was needed. Like I really needed
you
to
needed
be
that.
in a different area.
Everything different.
Everything was beautiful. I had, we had a hotel room. Sona took care of the hotel. She had picked everything out, and the hotel was perfect where we were in Montreal.
Well, she knows
she could
doing.
Walk everywhere.
Yeah.
So she just took it. She actually made sure I was not overdoing it. she would keep an eye on me for walking around. She's like, you look like you're limping now, so maybe we should stop in here and take a break. And I'm like, I'm going to be limping because I was planning on getting an adjustment anyway, but I don't think, you know, with this accident, he didn't want to adjust me
right
away.
It would have been too aggressive, maybe, yeah.
Without knowing, he had to take x-rays, and I'm like, by the time we showed up to the chiropractor on that Friday, because we had to sleep, we didn't show up till the afternoon, and there wasn't time to do x-rays.
Right.
He's like, you need to come in next week for x-rays. I'm like, well, if you can do an x-ray from Montreal, that'd be great. But I'm going to be out of town.
You got some x-ray vision situation going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So we took it easy, but I really think the best thing for me to do was to be out and about walking.
That was the best occupational therapy and physical therapy.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was hard. Every night.
The cobblestones, right?
Some of them were, even Sona didn't want to be on the cobblestones. She's like,
right.
Let's not do that.
We have enough of that in New York. She's like, she doesn't need that.
So,
she lives here. She's like, okay, it's enough.
So we did walk quite a bit, and when we were really tired, we would either get an Uber or hail a cab and get back. But every night I would soak in the tub, which I don't have a tub in my bathroom at home. So this was nice. But I had my little lavender essential oils, and I just I would soak every night for like 15 minutes, just to get the ache out, just to help with that. And I was using that essential oil like religiously.
Yeah,
I was using it, you know, every day, just to help with anything where it hurt, when everything hurt. So
honey.
Then we took this train. So actually Montreal. Was crazy beautiful. I texted you a picture of me at the botanical
gardens.
Yeah,
the gardens. Yeah, gorgeous. I've been there. Beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
And I would love to go back there. I mean, what was nice, I think, for the whole experience of being in Canada, was that we were in one place for a few days, which is not how we usually are when we travel, especially with my parents, because we're on a ship. And that's great too. I love that. Loved it. But the place you get to spend those time on is the ship, really, and not the places you're in port for maybe 8 hours, you know. So you have a very limited amount of time. You have to pick and choose how you spend that time and where you go. So here, we were in Montreal every day for 4 days, you know, and so we could go out and pick up, you know, a breakfast place, which is basically the same place, Second Cup Coffee, one of the Canadian chains.
That's a cute Second Cup. I like that name.
Yeah. And so we started to get the lay of the land. And that was really, really nice, just to be able to walk around. And we got to know the mall really well.
Crossing the streets and stuff like that?
And then the actual shopping mall, the huge mall a few blocks away, we had to go there because there's actually a rail station there. So it was actually a good central point. We could kind of, if we needed any last minute things that we, you know, forgot to pack, we could go there. After a couple of days, actually, I think by the second day, my friend's feet were badly bruised, like her toenails were badly bruised because of these really bad new shoes she had purchased, but she hadn't broken in. So, she was the one that was ended up, you know, a little on the, you know, gimpy side because of that, it really hurt, you know. Here I am, I just got in a car wreck. But yeah, so she had to buy some new shoes. And by the way, Canada actually observes Labor Day by not working on Labor Day. So where you think we're going to have a bunch of sales, we can go shopping. No, everything's closed.
As it should
so
be,
we had to wait, as it should be, right. But
we're so spoiled in this
ourselves.
Country. Oh, we're so entitled, so damn spoiled.
Oh, we were laughing. It was like, well, it is Labor Day. It's a holiday, so you know, what can you do? And all the signs are in French, you know, on the mm-hmm. doors into the mall. So I think like maybe the movie theater may have been open, maybe a restaurant or two may have been open, but you were not going to do any hardcore shopping that day, like you should have planned ahead. So,
That's really funny.
But she ended up getting a new pair of shoes, and that so we were able to, you know, I had to get a wheelchair for her or anything like that. But we took the train from Montreal to Toronto.
That must have been fabulous.
And that is the way to travel.
To
I think I would
love the train.
Cross country train
it.
Trip.
Love it.
Across
love it.
Canada.
I would love to do that. Yes.
Yeah. And then, so when we got to Toronto, it was like mini New York City, and it was not as charming as Montreal. And
right.
it took us a day, a couple of days. We were only there for really like 3 days, two and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a little bit of time to warm up to it.
Right.
Because we were so
we
used spoiled. To the pace,
yeah,
yeah in Montreal.
Right.
But we did the touristy things, and we ended up really loving the city.
Yeah, I hear it's a great city.
And it's pricey, but this was also where we had our Airbnb. This was my first Airbnb experience.
Oh, good.
And then again, you know, it's like, well, you know, we were used to our hotel room, and it was a known area for us. Like, we felt safe in Montreal. Toronto is a residential area. It's in a high rise. And but it was just a different feel. And it's not well lit, you know. So it's just
not a hotel where
like,
you there's certain things, certain standards.
Yeah,
and Airbnb, it's for people who like to take risks. Because I've had some very positive. I've done it quite a bit actually. I've had some very positive experiences, and I've had some not so great experiences. So it really, it's like the roll of the dice. So you have to really know how to trust your intuition on that, and. You know, a hotel, at least you know that it's going to be probably a little more accessible and, you know, you don't have to worry about, like, who's down the hall or what the
right.
– or unless you have your independent space or what have you. And I have to say, the hotels are getting very competitive price-wise with Airbnb.
You kind of need to.
They are, which is good. So now I used to like sort of explore like Airbnb options. Now I explore hotel options than Airbnb.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did the same thing. I would say the one in Toronto was actually quite nice.
Good.
And I mean, it was just, again, like a learning curve.
It's different.
Used
yeah.
To...
And you don't know what neighborhood you're in. You don't know.
Right. What's funny
is,
you know, as I'm looking at, you know, people around us, there are a lot of Filipinos right where we were, and there are a lot of Filipinos in Toronto anyway.
Oh, that's
there are a lot of Filipinos in our area, so everyone's sort of saying hi. I'm like, yeah, I could fit in here, all right.
They're my people.
Until they ask me to speak,
right, and,
or they ask me to bring a dish or something. Like, oh crap, can't make it.
You're there with the grits and a pitcher of sweet tea. Fish and grits and a pitcher of sweet tea.
Here's some shrimp and grits.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
I should probably learn how to actually make it. I don't normally make it. My brother makes a good shrimp and grits.
Girl, no, I
just
love
that. It's all about the grits. It's
all about the grits.
You have to make the grits. Very, very
all about
creamy.
The grits.
All
about the grits. Remember
so
I was like
home.
Making strange sounds in Tennessee when I had grits in Tennessee?
I was making noises.
Oof. Because when they're done right.
People need to get some southern food.
Girl. Yeah, but
some
it was something
food.
About, oh, no. And I have grits whenever I can have them because I just love them, which is so funny because I'm such a Yankee. But, oh, my God. So, yeah, maybe to put that on the roster, like learn how to. Okay. just saying.
Make those grits.
Make those grits. All right, so Toronto, keep going.
Yeah, Toronto, we just did the most we could. I think one of the funnest places was Kensington Square.
Now, what's that?
Which, it's an open-air market, basically. It's called open-air market. Every street has a bunch of shops in it. And it's got, it's like earthy, crunchy vibe, kind of a hippie vibe. Which I wasn't sure what to expect.
Right.
But it had a bunch of shops and a lot of food places. So I thought, you know, if I go, yes, I'm sure I'll go back. When I go back, where I think we were saying, if we had gone to this place first, we would have had, I guess we would be able to really appreciate, explore all the different places, like they had to offer, all the different food options.
Right.
But it was just a little neat find to just look around. We did stop off at a place called I don't even know, Great White North. It was something, the Dirty Bird of the North or something like that. But it was like chicken and waffles, northern style, basically.
Oh, that's funny.
So I had, like, we got to eat here, you know, and it was really good. It's no, you know, I know people out west in L.A. have, I think it's Roscoe's for chicken and waffles. And we had Gladys Knight down here has a couple of places that I love. But this was, I'm like, you know, this will do in a pinch. Not too bad. And I did end up buying a heart-shaped selenite stone in one of those places. I saw it. We were walking past. I'm like, oh, I got to go in here.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I got a couple of other little stones for whatever reason. And then when Anna picked me up, I'm like, I think I need to give these to you.
Oh, how beautiful.
And so I saved the papers for it so she would remember what they were for, but I gave her the two stones. She's like, she said, I'll hold on to them, but I don't know if these are meant for me. I'm like, well, that's what I'm hearing, so whatever.
I know. Well, the thing is, too, you know, and one thing that I just would say to Anna a bunch on the air, she's so selfless. On, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes with not even being without being aware of it, that, you know, she would say a sentence and I would be like, no, wait, back it up.
Yeah.
Back it
you
up.
You have to deal with her.
Back
yeah.
it, especially now. Back it up. No. We are here to remind you. And what was so great was that Uncle Tony was here. Well, here. Look. How cute am I? He was here. How cute am I? See how much I love you guys? Isn't that cute? Uncle Tony. Oops. Uncle Tony, go back in the bedroom. Shh. No. Uncle Tony was at Anna's house. And so she's saying these beautiful, marvelous things that, you know, he comes there because Miss Thing had no bed and no washer dryer, basically.
Oh.
Right? All right, and then he's just there saving the day. I hear him in the background. I'm like, Uncle Tony, you're breaking my heart. Say it's not so. So I'm like messing around. You can't leave me. I said, call me. But what was so great was that he was chiming in. You know, when I'm like, no, you're number one, and you're this, and no, and this doesn't work anymore because it's no longer the same household, and you can't, you know, not her, but Stephanie can have it, you know, both ways. If I,
right.
you know, like not my kid's father is now in another state, and he's not happy about it. Not another state, like another emotional state, which he is, but another state geographically.
Right.
You know,
right.
And he's not happy about it, and I have to live with that. So I can't, who am I to say, you know, if I have a situation, I can't have anybody on call. I got to take care of it. This is
right.
what I signed up for. You know what
right.
I mean? And it's painful enough that I've hurt somebody so badly. That's hard enough to live with. So
right.
so when she said, you know, she was talking about some sort of communication exchange, I know I'm not a priority. I'm like, no, hey, no, hell, no, no, back it up. No, mama, back it up. No. Don't you ever say that again.
Right.
Don't you
right.
ever claim that again.
Mm.
Again. So how beautiful. So, but I could understand. I can understand. And when I listen to her, I have great compassion for my kid's father. Great. Like, it breaks my heart, you know,
right.
because there's some things that really they share in common, as there's things, unlikely as they may be, that I share in common with Stephanie just because of the relationship dynamic. Not
right.
Not a lot, trust me, but there's a little overlap where I can give some insight. You know, as the way Anna could give insight as to my kid's father. So that has been very helpful. So the fact that that was, and oh my goodness, the way that she has spoken of the support of the whole family, especially you. I mean, it doesn't mm-hmm. surprise me because I know you so well, and that's who you are, and you're a phenomenal person as well. So how beautiful. You gave it to her to receive it, not to say, well, I don't know if they're meant for me, I'm going to hold on. No. There is something
yeah.
in you that spoke to you to, and isn't that beautiful that there was, it was so thought of, it occurred to you so freely. And there's something so gracious about that too.
Well, you know, when I was in that shop, I mean, any kind of metaphysical shop, I'm like, oh, you know, these are my people. Let me check it in. But
yes, I
said,
absolutely.
You know, maybe I'll get a reading there, but it didn't feel right. You know, people were eating lunch. I'm like, I'm kind of hungry. I'm not gonna do that. But
right.
I was just looking around, and I definitely saw the selenite, and I got that one, and then I picked out a stone, and it was just basically like whatever looked like it was calling to me, I picked it out.
Right.
So I have the paperwork. One was a garnet. I picked out a little piece of garnet.
Oh, that's pretty.
And the paper here, the description says it's been called a stone of total commitment to purpose, others,
ooh,
and self. It helps to soothe feelings of abandonment and brings a new freshness to life.
Girl.
Enhances the internal fire, bringing the creative abilities to fruition. Aids in stimulating and balancing the awakening and movement of the inner life. So that was garnet.
Oh, that has her name on it, like all up
right.
and down. Yeah,
I didn't even think. I was just thinking, oh, this just feels good. And
but
then,
see,
that
because your intuition, of course.
I picked up a little stone called Golden Healer.
Mm.
And this one looked like a pyramid, but with soft edges.
Golden Healer.
Little tiny, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it says, our true ascension stones, raising,
ooh,
the vibrational frequency of the entire chakra system and promoting a higher energy signature throughout the body, mind, and aura.
Oh, I want that.
So those were the two that I picked up in addition to the selenite. And so I have them, you know, in a little red pouch. And then... yeah, when I came home, I gave those two stones to Anna because she was, you know, but I don't see her for a few days. You know, I can tell
she
struggles. She's been struggling for a bit.
Yeah.
So I gave those to her, and then, you know, of course, I had to leave again.
To go
back to Canada to a place called White Horse, which is in the Yukon Territory.
Oh my God, so amazing.
And so that was a total of 11-hour flight because
how did you deal with that?
Well, you know, I did. Well, no, actually, on the way out there, I was awake for the most part. I may have taken a little nap in a 4-hour flight between Toronto and Vancouver, but I also saw the movie that Lolita had mentioned called Lion.
Oh, that movie's so amazing. I cried through the whole thing.
I was in tears.
I was in tears through the whole thing. And anybody touched by adoption and any adoptive mother or any – oh, my God, because that last scene – I'm not going to give anything away, but that last scene, I hope I get to experience that.
Right.
Oh, I cried.
Right.
Oh, my God. That little boy.
That little boy was a cutie. I mean,
what a brilliant actor.
In the movie, yeah.
I lost my mind. That just, I'm so glad you saw it.
Yeah. Well, it was one of the offerings on the flight. I'm like, wow, okay, yeah, let me.
Score.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you saw it. That's a brilliant film, and we recommend it highly.
Yes.
Beautiful
yes.
movie.
But yeah, so I on the flight out there was actually not a problem. By the time we got to White Horse, which was another 2-hour flight north of Vancouver, it was after midnight, and it's a tiny, tiny airport, even though that's really the main city. Maybe the capital city, I don't know, of that territory or that province. But it was it's not bustling city, you know. so we get out, we get shuttled over to our hotel, which is a Best Western. It's got a sports pub as attached to it, as you know, that's a restaurant, but it's a sports pub. You know, people are watching. And actually, after 11 a.m., you can't have anyone, you can't have, like, little kids in there. because, you know, that's how the rules are for whatever reason. I'd never heard of that before. But,
wow.
Yeah, they were greeted by a bunch of Filipinos who work in the
I'm telling you, you just find your people every place you go. I love it.
There's a lot of Filipinos working here in general in Canada, but out here, like, I can understand it in Toronto and Montreal, but I'm like, this is like way out there.
Nowhere. Right.
But there are people who love it, and so so seeing the Northern Lights, like that first day, there was nothing during the day planned. So we literally walked around the town, and it's not a big town, but we got our walking in, and beautiful. Again, it's very simple. I'm glad it wasn't a busy city. It was very peaceful. What day was that? That day was like, it was Thursday, not too crazy. We walked around, and the Yukon River runs right through the city, through the town. Should call it a city, through the town. I guess that they call it a city, but absolutely gorgeous. And the weather was just a lot more comfortable than it is here,
right?
Because there was a little briskness to it. The leaves have already started changing up there, so very beautiful place. And, you know, so we slept in for a little bit, but we were up and we ate our breakfast, which at this restaurant, the pub, pretty much all the portions are huge.
And Lumberjack special.
Yeah, like, I mean, it feels like everything. Any you order anything anywhere in that area, it's like, well, here's, you know, slab of meat, you know, brontosaurus burger, and, you know, it's just a lot of food. And my mom, who admittedly, I think she really can't see. I think she can't read the menu very well, or she just chooses to just think, oh, I got enough out of this little glance, I'm just going to order this. And she ends up ordering, like, her eyes are like, what, this is too much. And we're like, well, did you not notice what everyone else is ordering and how the plates are coming out and everything's huge? So, she ordered like some French toast. It was like half a loaf of bread.
Oh my God.
And it had like bananas and pecans. It was really good, but it was seriously, I think it was like 8 pieces of French toast.
Oh, stop
and
it.
It was big. It was huge. So, I mean, I'm cracking up as after I looked around, and I think I got, first day I got like some type of Benedict, some type of poached egg thing. And it was, you know, it was like two poached eggs, and a bunch of potatoes. I'm like, okay, this is a lot, but I was hungry. It was a lot. And so the next day she ordered exactly what I had ordered, but I guess forgot. And she said, she's like, it's too much. And she picked around it. And I'm like, Mom, come on. But every time, she was tired of actually being in that place. She didn't want to order any more food from that place. I'm like, okay, but you can't.
You know, She's like, let me get in the kitchen.
We have to take this back. And we had a little refrigerator in our room.
Oh, that's good.
So it didn't go to waste, but I just, you know, my dad and I would look at each other. She's like, this is too much. She ordered the French toast, and I'm like, you're ordering all the sweet stuff. She ordered another dish that was more sweet than savory for breakfast. I'm like, this is not like you to order that, but whatever.
Right.
And she couldn't finish it, and even the waitress was saying, you know, you're going to get diabetes if you, you know, don't.
You're going to get diabetes. Oh, my God.
You get a waitress saying that who works there. So those were like little things with my mom. It was like because she did order like a bunch of sweet stuff for whatever reason. She ordered sweet things.
Oh, she's so funny.
Now the last night we were there, we were really tired, and I think we just wanted something simple. We had gone out to eat the night before to a really good restaurant. Again, ginormous portions. We each had a cup of their like fish chowder, and we were full from that. And then meanwhile, we were sharing one special. We were, three of us were sharing one special with the skewered salmon
and
some arrack,
right?
and some ribs. Yeah, but even that was so much. We had that for leftovers the next day.
Wow.
But we wanted pizza, which, as my parents pronounce it, it's pizza.
Pizza.
And this was on a Sunday. The main pizza place that we had all noticed walking around town the last couple of days was closed on Sunday.
Of course it was.
That makes sense.
Right.
And so we said, we were all tired just walking around. It's like, well, why don't we we'll just see if the restaurant at the hotel does pizza. There's a sports pub. They probably have pizza. So, but I had hit that wall after everything that had happened. Like, I'm just tired. I want to lay down and rest before we go out to see the Northern Lights.
Right.
For our last time. And so I left it to my dad because he was sort of looking at me like, well, do you want to order the pizza? I'm like, I really don't want to sit down in the pub and wait for them. You couldn't order from the room. So
right. I'll forget that.
Like, I said, I just physically,
yeah,
do not
you just
want
don't
want to
go back. You don't want to go back there.
So and he's like, okay. So he and mom went down and they came upstairs with two boxes of pizza.
Because for the party that you were holding that night.
Right.
Right.
Like, okay. And they said, well, the pizza, they were trying, it took them a lot to try to put in this order because, again, their accent. The waitress thought he was ordering a pitcher of beer. And and I was kind of cracking up at that. I'm like, yeah, pizza. It's pizza. They want pizza. So, but then, so the waitress then said, when she figured out what he wanted, she said, oh, well, these, you know, they kind of, they're small, which is funny for everything else that they do. Everything was, you know, it's huge, all the portions. And actually, to be fair, it was not they don't have a large. I can only imagine what a large pizza would be like.
I guess it's personal size.
It wasn't that small, but it was more like a smallish medium pizza.
Right.
It would have been fine. Like for us, for the three of us, the way we eat, we would have been fine.
Right.
But she talked them into ordering two.
Of course, she had to close that cell.
Right. And they got closed, so. So we had two pizzas.
Pizza.
And so that was like breakfast the next morning. It was like midnight snack after we got back.
You know what? You just make that. You just make it work.
Morning.
You just make it work.
Yeah. No leftovers left behind apparently. But the lights themselves.
Oh my God! How do you get from where the hotel to see the lights? Like how do you?
So this the company that we booked our tour is a whole package deal. It's called Northern Tales, and mm-hmm. so they pick up at your hotel. They have a shuttle.
Wow!
And they actually picked up at a couple of other hotels in the area,
mm-hmm.
and then they would drive us out about 25, 30 minutes outside uh-huh. of Whitehorse. And they have just some land out there, a couple of cabins. They have different cabin areas, but each group has its own space.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a campfire. There's cabins with hot chocolate and some just some like little snacks. But honestly, middle of the night,
so
you're not
beautiful.
Thinking, I need it. It was. Mm-hmm. But these aren't like vacation rental cabins. It's a very basic structure.
Rustic, right?
Yeah. And then they have some log benches that they've set across an open field. And now the thing is, we only went there at night, so I have no idea what this place looks like during the day.
Right. Were there lots of people there? Lots of tourists?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had a good group every mm. night. I mean, because they do this. They've been doing they do this from I don't know when they start. I don't even know if they technically stop, but yeah, they're out there every night. And
that's
from,
amazing.
10:30 they pick us up. 2:30 they load us up. We get back to a hotel by 3:00.
Wow. With people from like all over the world?
Yeah, a lot of Australians.
Oh my God, I want to go.
Australians and New Zealand, mm-hmm. and then a bunch of Japanese people.
That's great.
And then just like people from the States and Canada, just hanging out and just wanting to see the Northern Lights. And then the first night though, like, because you don't really know what you're looking for. And you're also, for any of us who live in a city or just don't really get out, just to see the stars was enough.
That,
the
thank
stars
you.
Were amazing.
Yep.
Just to see the stars.
Yep, I would
and
do
then
that.
You notice
yep.
that there's this, like a mist, and you can't, you know, like, is this it? And And so it's sort of like, so there's always like a slight glow. And then when the lights really flare up, you're like, oh,
yeah,
that's what that is. And then you
oh
start to
God.
Realize, you notice, you kind of acclimate yourself to what it looks like to be in the dark. And if you like,
right,
if you look in the opposite direction, you know, oh yeah, that's like regular night sky. But
right,
then you look in the direction, basically they said, you know, you're looking north. So
right.
It's a slight glow. And, you know, and I knew that the moon was not full. So it's not like, oh, it's this light from the moon, any of that stuff. It was just this glow. So it's like, it's not as impressive in the beginning because you're like, eh, no big deal. But when it really lightens up, like, whoa.
Just the pictures you posted were astounding.
Right. So some of the pictures like, that I took, that to me is like a little more representative of what it looked like to me. Like it was just, most of the colors I saw were green.
Yeah.
Now when you get the professional photos, like we have links to those and we can download those. I mean, you get to see much more detail and you can make out a lot more of the different light colors that some people could with their naked eye. But I'm like, because I'm looking at these photos, I'm like, that's not what I saw. but you take it. Like, you know, they set up the cameras and they get the best,
of course,
the best views of it. And I think so. After that first night, kind of the learning curve of being out and about and seeing, really understanding what you're seeing, and this
right,
is also kind of a spiritual thing in terms of what you think you see.
I would have
versus
wept.
What you see.
I would have just cried.
Well, yeah.
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 Then every night, like the next night was fantastic. It wasn't as cloudy. The lights were more vibrant and it seemed to take a couple of hours, like midnight, like 1 o'clock-ish is when it would really light up.
Mm.
But actually that night, I want to say that second night, it was starting early. Like, we could see it from town driving in.
Wow.
Like everybody in town was talking about it, how they never get to see that. It's very rare that it starts that early that everyone gets to see it. So that was like, ooh, the big treat. And then, like, the third night, it was supposed to rain. And that was like the first – so every night's usually the first night for some group. And everyone's expecting to see – they're expecting something. To see something.
Take the great pumpkin.
Yeah. And
right,
then it's like, and then it was like kind of like a washout. So it wasn't as great, but then the next night, our final night.
Oh.
Wow. Everyone was happy. I mean, they like, my mom started referring to, she was always calling it the Aurora Borealis. My mom,
right,
you'll get to know, she's very proper with her names. I have a friend that I've known since college. She always refers to him by his full name for some reason.
Right.
so she always says, it's not just Dan, it's got to be his full name, because I have so many other Dans in my life.
Right.
But the Aurora Borealis, that's how she always calls it, Aurora or Aurora Borealis.
Mm-hmm.
And she refers to Aurora, obviously, as a woman. She's done for the night, or she's going to show us, she's really playing now, or whatever. She always has, show
so
us more of what you got. Like, my mom would tip Aurora Borealis if she could. Like, oh, here's a one for you, or whatever.
She's going to make it rain.
Make it rain, Aurora Borealis. So that was, every night when I finally go to sleep, I would still have that vision in my head. And it made me smile because it made me think of when I do meditate, and I
see the colors, yeah.
The colors, that's what I think of.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. And I would like to, I definitely want to go back. I would go back and use that same company, but I would like to go back and see, you know, at a different time, maybe, you know, in March when it's still crazy cold winter, because they still do it. They still do it out there.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Maybe you and I will do some wacky trip situation.
Let's do it.
Let's
yeah.
do it. Let's do it.
But a great trip overall.
Yes.
Just,
what did you get? So what did you get back from the Northern Lights? When did you come home?
We flew back. We finally got back Tuesday morning because we had an overnight, a layover overnight in Toronto, but like my dad handled all this, and I don't know if he left it up to whoever he uses, like, I don't know, Orbitz, or I don't know who he uses, but mm-hmm. The trip home was a little wacky because we left, and then from Whitehorse to Vancouver, then Vancouver to Toronto, there was only like a 40-minute layover. And we were not on the same plane.
Oh.
And so that's not a lot. That's really not enough time. Like,
that's not enough time. That scares me.
Yeah, well, and
to get off the plane
and go
and then board another one in 40 minutes?
Right.
Oof, that's scary.
Right. Because you, probably by the time we landed, that was when the boarding call, that's when they started
but
boarding.
The other, yeah, no,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's 2 hours.
And it's the same airline, but I'm like, that. No.
No,
so,
don't cut it close. Nope. Mm-mm.
So in retrospect, I'm thinking maybe we should have just stayed in Vancouver.
Right.
And then, if we're going to do that, let's at least plan it so we can enjoy something. But
right.
But no, we had 40 minutes. Our flight landed 5 minutes later, so we had 35
minutes.
Oh,
God. And you're with your parents.
And with my parents. So I'm looking for the next gate, and I hear the final boarding call. And I'm like, we can't be the only ones on this flight.
Right.
That is
right.
Trying to get onto this next flight.
Right.
So we book it over. Fortunately, it wasn't in a completely different, terminal. But
yeah, thank God you'd have to take a shuttle to another terminal and all that. That would have been a nightmare.
That wasn't going
to
happen. So
right.
At this point, I'm, that wall that I had hit was continuing.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, done. I'm just done.
We know that
and
wall.
And then we get to Toronto, it's 11:30 at night.
Oh, no.
And there's nothing we can do. I mean, there's you can't go anywhere. We have all of our bags because we couldn't check our bags all the way through because we changed airlines, or it's technically run by Delta instead of WestJet. So they were trying, when we first boarded in Whitehorse, we're going to try to check your bags all the way through, but they're not letting us. Because it's technically run by Delta, a different airline. So we had to pick up our baggage in Toronto and stay with our baggage all night. So we just basically slept.
In the airport?
I slept. My dad and mom found a bunch of Filipinos who were also traveling to D.C. So that kept them entertained for a little bit.
They made friends.
Yeah, and I was like a sulky, pouty, bratty kid.
Yeah.
I just want to be left alone. I got my hood on. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, he's like, talk to me.
I know. Where's my sleep mask? Where's my
right.
sleep mask on?
Right.
But I could. I kind of kept an eye out open because despite being with a bunch of other people, my parents have a tendency to kind of wander away from
and
our
sack
of
so you have to be
luggage.
Like the security guard. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Bodyguard, security guard. Right.
Just in case, because my mom doesn't want to leave. She seems to just leave her purse wherever because it's too heavy. I'm like, whatever.
Oh my
mom.
God.
You're close to it. I'm like, yeah, but I'm asleep.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hello.
Yeah. So we
That's
get
big,
home.
Was that a layover? Or did you miss the plane? That was a layover.
It was a layover.
It was a layover. Wow. So how many hours was that?
It's 6 to 7 hours. Yeah,
oh,
like
girl. That's tough.
So those are details.
That's a big detail.
I should have looked at all that and said. But so I think it's more he's already booked the flight. He's already done all that. It's not like
right.
Look it over. Let me know if that's good. He's like, I've already made it. I've already made the reservations. I've done everything.
Yeah, though
we
got a quadruple check. Yeah, you got to read the fine print. A layover. I think 2 to 3 hours is perfect. Anything
it's
longer
good,
than
right.
that is questionable. 2 to 3 hours, you can breathe. You can have a little snack. You can peruse. You can
right.
do a little shopping. You can be at the gate. Plenty
right.
of time. But 30 minutes to run to a plane and then a 7-hour layover, mm-hmm. that's a lot of stress.
Yeah, we hurried to wait.
Hurry
know?
Up and wait. Story of my life. Hurry up and wait.
So then, then it's I think part of my attitude was knowing I had to come back, and I still had, still running my business.
And you still had
reality
post-accident stuff I'm sure
right.
you deal
the
with.
The reality of all the stuff that
your
car is totaled. So I got to look for a new car.
So what's the status of that? That's what you have to do.
I have to say goodbye to Felix.
Oh, I'm glad I got to know your little car. I like that car.
He was so good.
You love that car.
I did. And he really, I mean, I thanked him when I saw it. I had to, you know, kind of make sure I got everything out of the car.
You said your goodbyes.
I said goodbye. And I said, you did a
good goodbye,
job.
Thank
and
you. He did.
Yeah, I did. I had to. You know,
yep, I get
like,
that.
You know, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, it wasn't his fault.
But yeah, so now I've got to look for a new car. And there's like some of the insurance stuff is kind of weird.
It's just it's just a whole thing, a whole labyrinth that you have to deal with.
Yeah, but you know, like I remember telling, you know, one of my friends when I came back, like I got into this accident, and he's like, that sounds very similar to something that you have something similar. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I wonder what's going on with that. I'm like, I don't know
right.
why. But it definitely tends to signal a big change because, you know. But I'm not sure why it has to be in that way. I'm not sure why.
I don't think it's going to happen again.
Well.
I don't think it's going to. I mean, minor things that was just the law of averages, but I don't think to that degree, whatever attention that needs to be paid, and we don't know what that is yet, because it's not time for you to know what that is yet. I'm not getting that, which is good. A chapter closed. There's a lot of chapters that are being closed, you know, if we think about it, what's happening in everyone's personal lives. So, yeah, and you're just going to put one foot in front of the other, and thank God your injuries were not worse and that your aunt's injuries were not worse. And,
right.
You know, we just have to be in our grace and just appreciative. And, yeah, the fact that you – and, you know, it's already – the pattern's already broken because look at how you never managed post-accident by having – look at how you had these experiences lined up and already in place and you went for it.
Right.
So that's different.
Oh, and you know what? Like, the first time I had that accident, I had a wine tour to do, like, 2 days later. And
oh, yeah, I remember that, right.
And so I drove, and you know what? That couple that I picked up, they were from Canada.
Oh, look at that.
They were visiting from Canada.
Look at that.
The husband was there for a convention of some sort.
Yeah.
His wife was then just tagged along, and they were the perfect people.
Couple. Yep, full circle moment.
To do that, yeah.
Post-accident.
Yeah, I just realized that.
The comfort of Canada. Isn't that funny? The comfort of Canada. Think about it. Because you were comforted
right.
by those clients. You're comforted by going to this country. Being with your... How interesting, the comfort of Canada.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Something to think about.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. But I think that you traveling and that timing, I think that's magnificent. So what I would love to do, we have 1 minute left on the show... pull a message real quick.
Okay. I'm not going to do music for this one, though.
No. Are you kidding me? Okay. Freaking updates. Okay, I'm ready. Just say pick whenever you're ready.
Pick.
Okay. The number for this, 36, two-digit, which is very rare. Oh, listen to this. Dwell in the sacred space that you create within. This private energetic sanctuary is where you return to source and dare to live your dream.
Mm.
I'm going to send this to you. Dwell in the sacred
Please.
Space that you create within. This private energetic sanctuary is where you return to source and dare to live your dream. So that's what it is. So you are propelled to really experience that sacred space because you connected it to your meditation. So that was kind of... an accelerator, catalyst. So, and 36, what do you want to say about that?
Well, that equals a 9. and I like that in terms of it, you know, like closing a chapter, so to speak.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
But it's made up of the three and the six, which are, you know, six is that very loving, nurturing number, and a three is also a very lighthearted number. So
right.
When you get those two together, it still, you know, it could signal this change, but also an understanding from a higher vibration.
Right.
I like it. I love the number. I like the message. Do send that to me. That would
I'm
be
sending it
fantastic
now.
To get. Thank
yes,
you.
Of course. Well,
and,
yay, you're back.
Oh, I did want to say, thank you.
Yes.
I did want to say, for whatever reason, I cannot launch chat in either fashion, either, you know, on the next tab or I don't know if it's my computer, but anyway, the chat room wasn't going to open up. It was just going to spin. So I was like, forget
it. I guess
sorry, guys.
We were supposed to have this conversation.
I think so. Mm.
Yeah, I think so too. It's wonderful. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Welcome home. Good luck with all your stuff. Send my best to Aunt Thelma, a.k.a. Auntie Lumpia and Anna. Love you guys. And looking forward to the next time. Take care.
All right. Love
you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That you like.